Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't know what's going on, but I do know one thing. Girl, it's all about you. Tell me, why you always lose your head? Should find a better way to handle it. You need to stop this game before you mess around and lose.
Just try to help me.
What a girl wants.
We're live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect. And if you don't know, that was B2K with What a Girl Wants. They say they're going on tour. the Millennium Tour. I am older than that. So today's playlist is going to include some stuff you might want to hear during the Millennium Tour, but it's also going to include some artists I would love to see make a comeback. So if you're holding a 30 and over club card, you're going to fuck with us tonight. Again, I'm Simply Nay. If you care about those internet streets, you can find me at I Am Simply Nay, and you can find the show at One Mic Stand Show. We started off with What a Girl Wants, so we got to thank our sponsors that are giving these girls exactly what they want. Eve for Eve Online, the premier lesbian dating website and app, is relaunching in May of 2019. If you ain't ready, you better get ready. This launch event is going to be black and gold everything, and I have had an opportunity to see behind the scenes with the web development and the app development that is going on, because they're doing updates. If you don't know, Eve for Eve Online has been around since 2009, helping lesbian identified individuals find their, the creators of Masculine Crush Mondays. They help to make Women Crush Wednesdays popular amongst the LGBT community, and they are coming back in full effect for 2019. Get affiliated online at Eve, EVE, the number 4, EVE Online, on all of your social media, and be sure to check out the website, www.eveforeveonline. I'm real excited about today's show. We're going to be talking about why Black art matters. Like, why is it a big deal? We're going to be talking to some artists. We're going to be talking to some curators. But we know for years we've all believed that in order to create or to be a creator in this capitalist society, we had to accept the label starving artists. The increase in artists demanding fair pay for their art has challenged the way that artists and art lovers have engaged and really inspired so many creators and curators to get into this business. We've seen pop-up showcases such as Pancakes and Blues, Art All Night in the DC area, that have worked to create platforms for artists who can't afford to be shortchanged. The internet has also changed the game in the way in which we look at visual offerings. And we've got to be real that artists such as Cardi B, Erykah Badu, Damon Dash, and so many who have shared unknown artists have really opened our eyes to some of the great talents we otherwise wouldn't have known of. I have to say, I knew about Jesse Jumanji before the Cardi B scenario. Funny story, when Successfully Single was being written, I reached out to Jesse Jumanji about doing the art. We're going to circle back because clearly I'm missing out on a good thing. I have more projects forthcoming, so we'll talk about that. You can still get that book, Successfully Single, on www.iamsimplynay.com. But, you know, we will be talking about that mural. We will be talking about the Afro Tarot deck that y'all chased me down the street to do readings for you for. And we will be talking about what else is to come for Jesse Jumanji. But before we do that, if you don't know, you now know that next week in the DMV area is the Made in the DMV conference. And so we have Made in the DMV in the building to tell you what you can be expecting from this year's conference. Before we do all that, we're a radio show. So I told you I was going to play you some more music. They say Lloyd is going to be a part of this whole production, this Millennium production. So I just want to bring out a Lloyd Jewel so that you can check it out. Who remembers this joint?
New shit, Lloyd,
Johnson. Don't want me with ya.
I ain't trying to hear it, though.
Not trying to hear it.
I'm hoping Lloyd can get some Ashanti background vocals. Everybody, although he won't be on the South Side, they didn't get to. They didn't have to go to Virginia for our first fall season. The Millennium Tour homecoming. The one Mike Stan with Simply May. Bird, how you doing, baby? Thanks for taking the time to be on the show.
Oh, what's good? What's good? What's going on?
Maintaining. How you like this snow the city got?
Man, you already know I'm in here chilling, you know, getting to work, hustling.
Definitely. I hope we don't have to do nothing till about Wednesday. I just want this to keep the same energy till about Wednesday evening. And I'm good. Like, please, just that's all I want. For Kwanzaa,
I ain't going nowhere. You know, it's already been a proven scientist. I can't walk on snow, so I'm staying where I'm at right now.
It wasn't even snowing when you almost died. Bird was in a boot, and I don't know if Bird is still in a boot, but Bird was in a boot.
I'm still in a boot, man. I'm still in a boot. That's what I'm saying, man. I ain't messing with the snow. We in here.
Stay where you are until further notice. But we wanted to let the people know we are talking about dope art that matters. And every year you bring together the art, tech, and music community for Made in the DMV Conference. Can you introduce yourself to the folks? We in over 200 countries, but some people don't know what the fuck the DMV is. Can you just tell them who you are and what you do?
Well, I'm Bird. I do a sort of things. I'm a curator, innovator. I'm with the coach of the DMV, which is D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. I founded a company called Made in the DMV. We are a think tank for creatives and business entrepreneurs in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area.
Boom. Now, you've done the Made in the DMV conference for years. What number is this? Are we on year 4 or 5?
This is year 3, the third time that we did the conference.
Cool, cool. So third time's a charm. The lineup is ridiculous.
Third time.
The lineup is ridiculous. You have folks from Interscope Records, folks from Google, folks from Billboard, the National Basketball Players Association. I mean, can you let us know what was the inspiration for this 3 years ago?
Really, like I always been doing panels. I had a company called I Got It For Free, which is my handle. And so we always gave back. It's just a way to, like, share. You know what I'm saying? Like, Made in the DMV is basically about everybody's stories. You know, hopefully somebody's inspired by somebody else. So the conference is a day of service where all the creators get together and they share their stories, you know. And we have a lot of different people that really do things in the DMV that's from here. And I wanted to show, especially show our youth with people that are looking to be somebody or just to inspire people, that it's people from your neighborhood, it's people that came from where you came from and graduated and been through some of the same struggles that you've been through, and they from, you know what I'm saying, we from the same place. So Made in the DMV, like, we all hustling and trying to make something of ourselves and make our dreams come true. So these are some of the people that are doing that are on the pathway, you know what I'm saying. These are some of the people that will come and share their stories and help inspire others.
So everything is going down Saturday, January the 19th at the D.C. Dream Center. That's 2626 G Street, Southeast Washington, D.C. What time should folks get there to get a good seat? Do they need to pre-register? How does one be in the building?
You can go to www.madeinthedmv.com to register. It's free with RSVP. We raise money for, but we're also putting the studio in the Dream Center, along with a podcast. It's called The Dream Lab. It'll be a space for creators and people in the neighborhood to come and do their thing and create. But you can register there. We suggest early arrival. We get really packed really fast. We have limited space for some of our main conversations. Some of our other conversations are much smaller than others. There'll be a bunch of different breakout sessions, but we suggest early arrival.
Cool, cool. Now, in addition to this, might be some folks who are like, I can't make it, it's next week, but I definitely want to stay affiliated with the work that you're doing. How can they stay linked up with your movement?
It's Made in the DMV on everything. Made in the DMV Facebook, Made in the DMV on Twitter. Made in the DMV on Instagram and www.madeinthedmv.com. We update very regularly. Well, you just see us out in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see our presence. Like, we try to be in the neighborhood. So, you know, you can follow me personally on IG. I got it for free.
Now, you said that a lot of youth come out to the conference, and I know you personally, you know, being involved.
Hello? Hello? Oh, hello. Let's see.
We seem to be having serious technical difficulties. Can you hear me, Bird?
No. I can hear you now.
Okay, great. That was a hot raggedy mess. We wanted to make sure that folks could catch how they could stay connected with you before we went on to our next guest. Could you share, and also your word of inspiration?
So stay connected. Everything made in the DMV, made in the DMV on IG, Twitter, Facebook. That's our website, Made, M-A-D-E-I-N, the T-H-E, DMV. Inspiration. I mean, bet on yourself, like Emmy say, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, like, be yourself, like, bet on yourself, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, never give up, keep hustling. That's inspiration. You know? Oh,
and that's your TED Talk.
Oh.
Yes, and that's your TED Talk. Thank you so much for joining the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. We really appreciate you. Y'all, please make sure that you make it out to Made in the DMV. It's free 99. As we say, support is free. That's our favorite price. Yeah. So you have no excuse. Thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you for the support, sis. All at me.
No problem. Y'all, let me tell you, I am so excited to talk to our next guest. I always say that in another life, I'm going to come back as an artist, and I'm going to be able to draw, not doodle, not make the little S's that look like dollar signs, but I'm really going to be able to draw and paint and make beautiful things, okay? I said that because when I see art, I have a cousin, her name is Allison, and she was the first artist I knew personally. And as I was saying, the things that just it takes to make something beautiful, to make a space beautiful, to make a story beautiful, really, really takes a talented artist. And so our next guest, Jesse Jumanji, I see as the embodiment of such talent. Like, if I could make things pretty, they would look kind of like this, you know? We're going to get into one more song, and then that's who we're going to be talking to. She's even going to play our game, Bitch Bye. Bitch, bye. Okay, so here we are, Immature. You can't talk about back in the day artists and not show love to Immature. Feel the funk, and then you'll be hearing from Jesse Jumanji.
focus on the flavor of the beat, or save the rhythm. So take a little time and lecture my relay. Take this back track, reminiscing on yesterday. I'm feeling kinda crazy. Take out my pen and I think I'm gonna rock. Nothing else to do on this crazy field.
Nothing about Romeo, Batman, and LDB, but I'm here for you. All right, all right. Our next guest, Jesse Jumanji, you are live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. How are things on the West Coast?
Hello, hello. All is well. It's a little cloudy and gloomy, but it's all good. How you doing?
I'm maintaining. We getting snow after snow after snow after snow over here. So I'm just out here believing that climate change is real, because you told me 2 inches, and I think we almost at about 8 now.
Dang, I did not miss that.
Listen, so let's introduce you to the folks who are eavesdropping on our conversation, shall we?
Okay. Well, I am Jesse Jumanji. Yes, I'm Jesse Jumanji. I am originally from Memphis, Tennessee. I got around to Cincinnati, Ohio, and now I am here in lovely Los Angeles, California. I'm a digital artist, a visual artist, a painter, just an all-around creator. I try not to just box myself into one label. I just do what needs to be done.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I am a fan, okay? We covered that at the beginning of the show. But if you decided to join us in Color People Time, I've been a fan for a brick, okay? Before, like, the internet found out. I really want to know, take us back to, like, the first time you knew you had a talent. Was it that somebody told you, or did you know that you were really talented and just continue to cultivate that?
It kind of all happened. Everything happens by destiny, but it was kind of by chance that I was like led on this path. I've always been kind of like a computer geek, so I've always messed around on like Photoshop and stuff like that. So as far back as when I was in high school, I started off doing party flyers and stuff like that, and I saw like how much I could attract like big crowds and stuff with just like party graphics. So I was like, if I get more creative and challenge this and channel this energy into something that I created on my own, then it would be way more powerful than I thought. And so I went from the skills that I learned doing flyers and stuff, I started doing my own, like, collages and photo manipulations and stuff like that. And I kind of been sticking with it ever since. Then I ended up going to school for graphic design, and I got a little more formal training on just design theory and painting and stuff like that, and I just stuck with it ever since.
Do you have a favorite art medium?
I do not. I'm unbiased. I love them all the same, and sometimes it's difficult for me to balance them all out. But I've been getting better at it because I still use digital art when I'm painting. Sometimes I'll mock up paintings in Photoshop. So even if I'm painting, there's still like a collage aspect. And even when I'm making digital collages, I'm still looking at it through the eyes of a painter. So I try to make things that that can exist in different mediums. When I create a painting, I don't just think about how it'll look on the wall. I think about how people will see it on their phones, in their imaginations, on a billboard. So when I create, I don't think about boundaries. And I think that's why my artist has been able to go so far.
Yes, it has gone far. I've taken your art all around the city in the form of the Afro Tarot deck, okay? And we're just going to get straight to it because that's I wanted to make sure we took the time to talk about that. Who wakes up mm-hmm. and says, you know what, people? I am going to give you a tarot deck. The blackest, pretty full, that's pretty and beautiful put together. Most sparkly thing one could ever imagine. Where did that come from? Was it something you had wanted to do for a long time? Please take us through that journey.
I can't even say a lot. All of my artwork is inspired by my own research of my family lineage, which led me into like African history and African spirituality and things like that. So when I create, there's always a historical viewpoint included. So I started researching African spirituality, and I noticed that the tarot deck is very closely related to the Egyptian tarot and the Egyptian Book of the Dead and African divination. So I wanted to create a tarot deck centered around African spirituality with African themes. So before I practice or study anything, of course I know that Africa is the beginning and end of all things. I try to tie it back to our African roots and then feed it back to people of color in a form of art that they can digest and connect with.
Well, I connected with it. It was dope. How long did it take you to curate all 70-plus cards?
So, again, like I combed through a lot of, like, photo archives and books, and a lot of the photos that you see are a product of, like, my research over the years. So as far as the images that I've used and stuff like that, those images have been part of my collection for years before I even started that project. And then I would say it all happened over about a span of 6 months. I tried to just pace myself with a couple of cards a day and research and comb through images and create from there. So I would say it took maybe about 6 months as far as the actual creative process, but it was years and years of research that went into it.
Now, let me ask you this. When you work on your project, do you make the announcement, here's this thing I'm working on, what do you think? Or do you hit them with the Beyonce and just, here's a thing, like it or not?
Yeah, I usually just drop it. And I don't usually think about whether people will like it or not, because 9 times out of 10, the pieces that I'm like most nervous about or that I don't think will do very well usually end up being people's favorites. So I don't think about the creative process as like a good or bad, win, lose kind of thing. I just create, and even if it just gives one like and one person, it resonates with one person and it's done its job. I just got to get it off my mind and my chest.
That's what's up. So can you tell the folks on the internet, because I want to make sure we get your contact information out multiple times, how they can have a look at your art and ultimately purchase it, because, like, that's how you eat.
Yeah, definitely. So you can connect with me pretty much everywhere. My handle is Jessie Jumanji. That's J-E-S-S-I. And then Jumanji, like the movie, J-U-M-A-N-J-I. And, of course, JessieJumanji.com is where you can purchase artwork as well. You can use code JJ15 at checkout for 15% off your purchase.
We can tweet that. I got y'all a discount. Thank you. Thank you. Let folks know I was listening to the One Mike Stain Show, and Jessie Jumanji blessed my heart with a discount. Is the tarot deck coming back? We got an inbox message. They want to know, can they buy one?
Oh, the tarot deck has not gone anywhere. It's currently in stock, and you can get it right now with that same code.
And what's the code one more time for 15% off?
JJ15, like Jessie Jumanji 15, JJ15, and you put
y'all
it in at checkout.
Yes. Look at this. That blessed my whole heart. I think we're going to break off with a song. Are you excited about B2K coming? Are you going? Is that your thing?
I am, but I'm not going. I don't stand them that much. I think they made some great music, but I like to leave the past where it is.
Yes, leave the past where it is. That's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got to go within your limits.
I still
might
have a concert in my room for that whole week. No shame.
Listen, the timeline is free. I just want to see a Bamified outfit. And the timeline is free. All the good pictures are going to be in the shade room. I don't got to buy a ticket, okay? I don't got to buy an area ticket. But they say they
But I will be watching the hashtag
from the EBT line somewhere. So I got to play. Do you remember this one? We're going to play this one, and we're going to come back and play Bitch Bye. It's a trivia game. It's a trivia game. Sing it. You got to hit it with
this. Bomb ass. Bomb. Oh, you got the bomb. Oh, you got it. Bomb. Oh, you got some bomb ass pussy. Bomb. I know you got the bomb. Bomb pussy.
What you doing?
Sitting chilling at the Holiday Inn. Me and my people, you bring four of your friends. Feeling on each other and step on some hand. One thing leading to another. Let the party begin.
What you doing?
Sitting chilling at the Holiday Inn. Knocking on a door drum, acting
How about this?
2000
oh, damn.
was the peak year of CD sales in America. 2000, the year 2000 was the peak year of CD sales ever in America. True.
Damn, when did the iPod come out? 2000. Did I buy CDs in 2000? I'm like, I was burning CDs, maybe. I'm already messing up. We're going to say true. I ain't said nothing false. True.
You right.
Hey.
2000 was the peak year of CD sales in America. Consumers bought 943 million CDs. That don't even count what you were burning. Okay?
All right.
True or false? The Chernobyl power plant continued operating and producing electricity until 2000, which would be 14 years after the famous Chernobyl disaster.
Well, if it was a disaster, then I would think it wasn't operable. So I'm going to say bitch bye, just for once.
You're in America and you can fuck things up and become president? Come on now. They operated
Look, I don't
14
do history.
Years after the disaster, making America great again. Okay, here's another one. The Sony PlayStation would cost you $250 if you were looking to purchase one in the year 2000. Is for bitch, bye.
$250? If we paying down to $900 for them now, I'm going to say bitch, bye, maybe.
You are correct. We needed $299 if you were going to get a Sony PlayStation in 2000. And fun fact, if you wanted some Scott toilet paper, a 12-pack was $6.99. One of these movies came out in 2000. The other did not. This is a bonus question. Want to guess?
Sure.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, featuring John Carey, or The Elf, featuring Will Ferrell?
The first one, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes! Ding, 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 ding. And that was today's episode of Bitch, Bye. Did you like our game? Did you like our game? Did you learn something?
I did. I learned that I should have listened in history class. That's why I'm an Afrofuturist in the future. I missed all the questions about the past, but I'm going to brush up on
that. That's it. So listen, let me ask you this, because we can't go without putting three of my favorite things together, Black art, Cardi B, and the internet. Let's just be clear, because you know we got to talk about it, okay? Back in the day, you created a digital art piece that was Cardi B as the Mona Lisa, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It was you. It was you. I synced it on your page when you did it. There was an uproar, and the way the internet works, it made it to Cardi B. I then saw it again on a wall in New York, but it wasn't because you painted it. My understanding of the story, and again, this is my understanding. This is not any thoughts of anyone else. This is simply Ayanna, simply named Ford, not saying Omni Media, is that the white man stole it from you and went on to get grant funding and put it on walls and shit. Can you tell us on today's episode of what had happened was? What had happened?
Okay, yeah, so originally, I created the digital collage of Cardi B as the Mona Lisa. And one of my followers reposted it, and it just so happened that Erykah Badu followed her, and she saw it there on her page and reposted it and tagged me in it. So that was like the first wave that it went viral. And then a few days after that, by this white artist named Lexi, I'm going to just leave it at that because I don't want to get her no more publicity. So she messaged me and was like, I'm a huge fan of your artwork. I'm really digging the Cardi B piece. There's this organization called the Bushwick Collective that puts murals around New York, and I'm being featured, and I would like to paint your mural of your picture of Cardi B in New York. And I was like, okay, that's cool, under one condition, that you credit me by tagging my name on the actual mural. And she was like, sure, no problem. She agreed to it. She kept me updated on, with like pictures of it in progress. And then when it finally got close to completion, I asked whether or not she would tag me, because I hadn't seen my tag on there throughout all the progress. And it actually got to the opening day, the big, because it's like a block party where they unveil all of the murals. And so even up to the unveiling, she did not tag me. So, of course, I was pissed off by that point, because several times she had promised me that she would tag me. She even went back to tag herself again. So at that point, I was like, you know, I got to expose her. So I posted all the messages where she promised she tagged me, where she lied about going back to tag me. And, of course, the internet does not play about white artists stealing from people of color. And even Cardi B went back and credited me when she posted the mural. So she was upset that she didn't get the credit that she denied me in the end. And so it was just a big mess. You know, the internet loves to tag and drag. And so she got what she wanted. It was even exposed that she was exploiting other people by taking their pictures and making murals of people that didn't even know that their pictures were on the wall in some random city. So watch out for them culture vultures.
God damn. It was different. See, that's why you got to ask for the receipts. You got to ask for folks. It's horrible, y'all. First of all, how's sis making murals and she can't color? But we're going to move on. We're going to move on, because no free promotion. That happened. It was fucked up. But you have gotten retweeted. You've been to Art Basel. Ain't that how you say it? Art Basel? How do you say it?
Art Basel.
Is it Art Basel?
That's how I say it.
It's Art Basel. Okay, so it's not Basel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is it Basquiat or Basquiat? Which one?
That's one of them like tomato tomato things. I say Basquiat. I'm not a big like I'm not big on like grammar and stuff like that. I feel like as long as you understand what I'm saying, and I can understand what you're saying, it's all good.
Yes, I feel the same exact way. Well, tell the people one more time how to stay connected with you. Maybe we can do like an art show instead, Omni Media, and you can be like the host and have other people come on and talk about their art and shit, you know? That'd be
cool. Yeah. It would. But yeah, y'all can keep in touch with me. My handle is Jesse Jumanji across all platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. That's like the main hub. It's Jessi Jumanji, Jumanji, like the movie. And JesseJumanji.com.
How did you come up with that name before we go? We got another inbox question. They want to know, how did you come up with that name?
Well, the Jesse, that's my name, my first name. And then the Jumanji, it has Zulu history behind it. It loosely in Zulu means having many effects, or having like a surprise factor. And I feel like my artwork kind of has that same factor. And then I have always been kind of like an animal whisperer on the low, so that's kind of where, like, the Jumanji aspect comes from. If you look at my artwork, it always includes, like, many different aspects of life, whether it's plant or animal life. And so, yeah, I think I'm just, like, a jungle in my mind.
That was deep, y'all. Great. And don't you think? I think so. I really appreciate you for taking your time and stopping by the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Y'all, we got a brand new mic, and so we're sorry for all of these damn technical difficulties, but we're going to figure it out. Get with us next Sunday and every Sunday. First Sunday of the month, we got Badass Bingo. I'm still your host. It's at Cheers, at the Big Chair, and we're raising money for the Future Foundation, where they are creating a future worth fighting for the teens and their families of Ward 8. Also, had an opportunity to stop past Sip and Sew DC. Check out those photos and so many of Simply Nay in these streets on our Instagram at One Mic Stand Show. We're going to close out with another group that I would like to see come back, if we're doing childhood tours and whatnot. Jesse Jumanji, you know we can't close out without Soul For Real. They're going to hit Candy Rain, the remix.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Relax and listen to a pro as I start going, blowing, flowing, showing, and moving MCs that I'm the capital H to evil. I decent. This is my yard, and better yet, my precinct. No discontent because I'm all about pleasing. You like my style, but while I'm bananas, I'm out of hand, extravagant. So can you be